Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first time, 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 that is why I like it, that is why I like it, that is why I like it. Once a year, go to Europe, once a year, go to Europe, once a year, go to Europe.
Just after 5 o'clock on CITR 101.9 FM. Chips with Everything, which is the British music show on CITR. We're going to be playing a lot of brilliant UK music for the next hour or so. New, old, and older. And I'm your host, Quentin. And this is Dave. Oh, right, Squire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's up, dude?
Thinly sliced, I was thinking.
The bread?
No. The servings. Lots of them. Thinly sliced, because then there's more surface, there's more flavor, there's more surface area, more bite per note, you know?
We're just discussing Dave's new bed, which is, it's corrugated metal, and he's got a highly inflated thick rubber pillow.
That's right.
It's also known as the back of a van.
It's true.
Yeah. Which is why you're looking so well rested.
There's nothing like it. You know those guys who sleep with the nails sticking up? They know what they're talking about.
Anyway, we're going to play one whole hour of British music today, same as normal. And let's just play some tunes.
Good.
It's this is Chrome Hoof.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now time for sport with Alan Partridge.
Thanks, Chris. And over at Sandown this afternoon, there was a great finish to the 3:30 Chicory Tip Incest Cup. We'll take up the race with 2 furlongs to go. Novelty Bubble on the inside. Novelty Bubble followed by Immaculate Pasta. Christ's Chin coming up on the inside, followed by Abba the Horse and Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Coming at the rear, Sinead O'Connor. But Novelty Bubble is holding his own with Immaculate Pasta. Christ's Chin! Christ's Chin! Abba the Horse on the inside. Small Town Gypsy Massacre gaining ground, closely followed by Epileptic Fridge Boy. And Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon breaking through there. Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon. Sinead O'Connor, third. But no, it seems to me that Christ's Chin and Astonishing Bum Queen are nowhere. Because it's Small Town Gypsy Massacre, Alf Ramsey's Pawn Dungeon, Sinead O'Connor. No! Christ's Chin won! I got confused!
And that race was marred by an earlier incident in which champion jockey Lester Piggott fell from his horse and had to be destroyed.
We'll be right back.
This is Chips with Everything on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Young Punks. Is there a genre called punk step? Wow. Yeah, do you know about that one?
Wait, when you say that was, because what we're listening to in the background right now, I would call
that doing it.
I would call this Vanilla Lounge. Vanilla Spa. Spa Vanilla Lounge.
I think it's a, yeah, spa music.
Yeah,
spa
yeah.
House.
Yeah, this is spa house.
Here we go.
Woo!
Hey. This is how you get your mud slapped on your face.
My God, I remember I was at a spa in Taiwan, my one and only trip to Asia, and it was also my one and only fancy business trip in my entire life. I felt like James Bond. I actually would do shit like...
Did you answer the hotel room door in a towel?
No, I was all over the slippers and the white terry cloth robe, you know? Outstanding. And it was so hot there that you ended up tanned like Sean Connery, you know?
It
was outstanding. It really was some... anyway, point of the story is gone.
Then
what I did want to say, though, was that this... The Alan Partridge bit, the funny one about the horse race.
Yeah.
I've never heard that
You've
before.
Always preferred comedy over music, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. Musical comedy's great. You know, funny songs I love.
That was a little bit from a TV show he did with Chris Morris back in, I don't know when this was. It must have been around about the early to mid-90s called Brass Eye.
What was that?
And it was one of those fake news shows, you know, where it's a beloved genre in North America as well, where, you know, it's like, here's the news. Set up line, punchline.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
The Royal Canadian this hour is 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That whole bit in the middle of Saturday Night Live.
Right.
You know, what's that called? Weekly Update or something?
Yeah, Weekend Update. Well, there were great moments on that show, though.
Alan Partridge got his first exposure as a sports correspondent on that show.
Well, that was way higher quality comedy than usually get on the Canadian version of it. Although,
the comedy horse race as a joke with all horses with funny names, that is like such an old gag.
But did it not work?
That goes back. That probably goes back to, you know, Victorian days.
Oh, so for the rubes out there, maybe this was good. So what? I'm a rube.
Before we...
No, wait a second. Music.
Okay, so, before that, the Young Punks, who have a new album out, was a track by Stewart.
Do I like them?
I think you do. You're wearing the T-shirt.
Oh, right. Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks, Stewart.
I love those guys, man.
It wasn't a bribe.
No.
No, we would have played it anyway. That track, Cindy, too. That was the one with all the B-52s samples.
Smoothies,
on it. That's actually an older song. That's from about
I've seven never
or
had
eight years ago.
More fun going out for a smoothie than we went with those guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know.
Slicing it thin at 101.9 FM. I'm not afraid to
No.
that fantastic Tennessee Waltz. Who can forget the Tennessee Waltz?
Well, if
that
I
was so beautiful.
If I was going to, I'm not going to do it now. That's for sure.
I know that was the well. To some people, that would have been the unmistakable tones of Alma Cogan, and to everyone else, that was Alma Cogan with the yeah. Tennessee Waltz. Good, you know, it's not even she doesn't even perform it as a waltz.
Yeah,
you get that?
I did. I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was more of a...
You're a rhythm guy.
Showstopper? Was that a showstopper? Was that a, what would you call that, eh?
Yeah, what would you call that?
I don't know.
It was triumphantism in popular music.
Good.
But then, of course, the song itself is an old... It's like a revival thing.
A revival.
That would have been from about... That song would have been from about 1962.
Wow. Retread. Well, retreads are good, you know. Very good.
Before that was Giles and Fripp.
So that was sort of like an environmentally friendly song.
The Tennessee Waltz, why? Because it was reused.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Before that, Giles and Fripp with I Talk to the Wind. And that's the band that Robert Fripp and Michael Giles were in prior to forming King Crimson. And they only released the one album. But this is an album of other outtakes and things. So that's two women singing on that.
Yeah, which is... You don't have a problem with that. This is 2.5 weeks after International Women's Day, so I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I know. That's why I played it, actually, in celebration of this great day.
Yeah, which is 2.5 weeks after. We attended the 2 weeks after International Women's Day event, which was appropriately attended by not enough people.
We did.
We did.
That was when the Kidnap Kids and the Az performed at the Wise Hall.
The Wise Hall, which was great.
Yeah.
They did a great job. I love those guys.
I know.
Maybe we should separate one thing from another, okay? No, three things from seven things. Obviously, women are awesome. Support them every way, right? International Women's Day itself, of course, very important. But this was... I'm just talking about walking into a room expecting a rock concert, and instead it was a prayer meeting.
Right? Yeah, that's true. It had something about the Sunday school.
And I don't mean one of those, twitching on the ground, bitten by snakes prayer meetings.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, there was not enough people there. That was the problem. But you know why? I think I did tell you this, but maybe you weren't incredulous enough, so I don't remember. But,
right.
You know, I did see the organizer. This is absolutely not a word of a lie.
And?
I saw her the day after that gig, sticking a poster up for it on Commercial Drive.
What?
Did I just tell you that?
Yes, you did, but of course, with my memory, I completely forgot.
I told you.
Oh my god, that's right. Now, I remember. That's
how
ridiculous.
Cool this event was.
Yeah.
It's like they postered after the show.
Yeah, yeah. Just...
But you know, both the Kidnap Kids and the Oz were fantastic.
And I've never seen the Wise Hall give so much to so few.
Yeah, yeah, so much was given by those gals on the stage. And they're both playing again on Saturday coming up.
And what I loved about
the Café de Aux Soleil.
I've never seen
on
something.
On Commercial Drive.
Oh, yeah, when's that?
This Saturday coming up.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
I think you... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. The thing I was going to say about this event was all 16 people were standing.
That is true.
And 12 out of the 16 were dancing.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
You know?
No bar, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying, which makes all this all the more impressive. I think it's.
There will be a bar at the Café du Soleil this Saturday coming up.
It's going to be...
Did I say Café du Soleil? That's not fair.
No.
I don't know if that's my inner bitch.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's too many nights of exact same reggae over and over. And sometimes, not the kind of spoken word that I like to hear when I go out on night.
Oh, to blackmail. I'm very nice to them. He took a chilly while driving through Hasling Down. He got 60-hour weeks in stone toilet back gardens. Peter Cook's jokes, bad dope, check shirts, fancy groups, a point of fingers at America.
Beast.
like songs that sound nice.
As that one almost did.
That's DJ Donna Summer with
God Bless Him.
Well, we were trying to remember how that song, you know, the dance for that song
goes. I don't think flappy, flappy, chirpy, chirpy, chirpy.
No, the wing thing.
Yeah, the wing thing, then the mouth thing with the hands, then do the twist, and then clap, 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 and then you do the roundy, roundy thing. You know, you link arms.
Yeah,
whatever the hell that's called.
The effect is the same,
pretty much.
Unimpressive. But prior to that, we heard Release the Beast by Den Haan. Who's actually a Scottish bloke.
Really?
Yeah, even though he's got a great name.
So he
sounds European.
So he's kind of posing, pretending. He's sort of like Haagen-Dazs.
He is. Yeah. He's fake European. But Release the Beast, which came out last year. Before that, The Fall with English Scheme from the album Grotesque. After the Gram.
Man, that is a guy who can really speak song. His not since Rex Harrison has some. Well.
Well, there's Fred Schneider from the B-52s. There's Rex Harrison.
Well, come on, that's
Fred Schneider
though.
And Mark E. Smith of The Fall. When it comes to song.
Talking.
Song talking?
But.
Song talking,
come on.
Woman.
But you have to put. What's the name of the guy from the B-52s?
Fred Schneider.
Fred? Mr. Schneider himself?
Yeah.
You have to put him in a category.
Here comes a dumb thing.
Category by himself.
Yeah.
Because not only is he able to, like, do that thing, right, which is amazing, he only makes you feel good.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah. I mean,
want him singing at my funeral, that kind of thing.
I know. I think it'll probably be the other way around, because he's, like, well into his
oldage.
I think he's 60.
Wow.
Those guys were no spring chickens when they got going. They'd been, they'd been around for a while.
Mm.
But, I know. Fred Schneider. Hopefully he'll sing it at your funeral.
Dotage, I'd love
it. Then I'll get to see it, because I'm going to outlive you.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you juiced some spinach?
When's the last time you ate some Scottish oats? This morning. This morning, organic, slow cooked, with blueberries, and that milk that comes in the glass bottle. So take that, your Kilmarnockonian bowels.
I juiced an entire, what do you call them when you buy spinach? And it comes in a little
bunch.
Plastic cone, a bunch.
Yeah.
I juiced a whole bunch of that stuff and drank it this week.
Okay.
And all the time
settle
I was...
Settle down. Oh, my God.
I know, the whole time I was visualizing your coffin.
That's funny because, you know, I was wondering why your right forearm got so big. Now we know why.
Oh, Popeye?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a good idea. I was thinking, you know, how they did that new Batman film. The more recent Batman film's been very realistic, almost
right.
Like, you know, it could take place in a really vicious Hollywoodized version of, you know...
Basically, in the world
I'm thinking same thing with Popeye.
Okay.
Popeye, I guess he'd be a marine or something, but you could play Popeye. You're about the same age.
Right.
You've got the similar physique.
That's
you
right.
You have also the regrettable tattoos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're not really far off
and
from being him.
You know.
Just to shave your head.
Yeah. I've been there. Squinty-eyed.
And you'd have a cool costume. Okay, this would be a cool modern-day hard man marine. He wouldn't be wearing his old one.
But there's one problem, Quentin. I'm an ass man.
Oh. That's a good point,
you know? I love olive oil. Hey, skinny girls, you skinny on. You skinify yourselves as much as you want to be skinified, but it's just... Hey, we all have our different tickets to get punched, thank God, because otherwise I wouldn't have been picked out of the whole salmon stream of young, silver, slippery males. But in the end, when you're surfing around Coquitlam Center in 1973 wearing an iron-on t-shirt telling you that you love Star Wars in Robin Eggs Blue... I'm not so sure. I'm just not so sure that three hamburgers because your brother works at the McDonald's is a good reason for the taste of these to go bye-bye. What's next? one of the oldest buildings in the province, happens to be a former whorehouse, and sure, a strip joint. That doesn't mean you should tear it down because it's going to make things look bad when you go across the Pitt River.
On your first day, pop your bubble gum. On your wedding day, pop your bubble gum. On your birthday, and on the grave in a summer sun, pop your bubble gum. We'll be right back.
that's the baseline that we all know means cheating.
Yeah, basically, if you were all chickens, it's time to do those, you know, time for the downward-facing dog, just exposing your neck for the final.
It's 4 minutes to six, and that means that Queer FM's coming on at 6 o'clock. Hastily followed at 8 o'clock by Rhythms India, 9 o'clock, post-prime time, Maxwell with, what's the name of his show again?
DJ Smiley Mike.
Oh, no, I mean, what's Maxwell's show called?
Trasho. Mondo Trasho.
Yeah.
And then next, of course, Transcendance with DJ Smiley Mike. Who's from Chola? Oh, my name's Smiley Mac. I'm from Chola. Oh, I love to.
No, he's not from Chorley.
Oh.
He's from the Quad City areas.
Right, that's right.
I think he mentioned that once on the air.
I'm sure he did.
We don't want to let go. Let's tell them what songs we just listened to.
Yep.
Before we started talking so rudely, that was My Bloody Valentine from Sunny Sunday Smile. Record from 1987. Sylvie's Head, Young Canadians with Hawaii is about to come up. Before that, Hell in Love with Better Pop Your Bubble Gum. And then prior to that, it was Us Talking.
Lovely jubbly. And of course, next week, same time, 5 p.m., Saint-Tropez, DJ Kraz giving it up.
For the CITR Massive.
Yeah!
I forgot about that bit.
Hey, the only saint that I don't worship, except around Easter, is Saint Indulgence. You ever feel like you wish there was a delete? No, like the number sign on the phone message?
Yeah. You can go back and
just make it all better.
This is our drum solo.
I am what I am. special creation. So come take a look, give me the hook or the ovation. It's mine.